It's a good thing that we let everyone know that they really did happen. It's not a figment of somebody's imagination. It's not a Hollywood fiction story. We have people that have believed that because they've seen it on the widescreen, in a TV, in a movie theater, that the Earth is going to split. Recently, there was something on TV about the end of the world, and it wasn't a couple of, maybe a year or so later, and the gentleman was telling us the exact date when the world was going to end. Well, he now said he misfigured. It's going to be October 21st instead of May 21st. Media can plant a lot of things in our minds, and we still have people that allow someone to tell them what to think. And I'm sure the oral history that the Dakota passed on down the line probably had a life of their own too. I don't know any of those. I don't know what the Dakota children were told, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. My knowledge of the war is basically coming out now. Because like I said, maybe I had a sheltered life. Maybe because we had moved to Springfield. Maybe because something may have happened in my great-great-grandfather's family that he wasn't, quote, part of the family. Reading some research that says he and one of his brothers, they lived together when they came back from Milwaukee, that the two families lived together in Nicollet County on the other brother's farm before my great-grandfather went back to Milford and tried to restart the farm. Are there paintings? There's a lot of paintings that I see that do not depict the natives as being warriors. I see them depicted as living on the edge of Nome, sharing the river, sharing the bounty of the area with the settlers that were here. That's the picture that I see in my mind now. Maybe I'm just a very naive person.